KNZA.
All right, here we go with match number two here at Sluppy alongside Brennan Tavin, Paige Mueller, and Kirk Kilman, as fairly confident was able to take care of business over Jefferson West 25-15, getting ready for a big time showdown here between the two highest rated teams in the league that are among these squads here tonight. Here are the Compton now 9-1 in league play, 20-6 overall, getting their 20th win earlier this evening. And as for Hiawatha, they enter tonight 4-4 in league play, which puts them at 4 games out of first place and 17-9 overall. So Hiawatha's no slouch.
Yeah, Hiawatha was really good last year, lost a couple key pieces, but of course, again, Abby Elfner was the lone returning unanimous All-League selection from a year ago. Of course, that first matchup, talking about Taylor Dammy, Athlete of the Week, 1,000 career kills, hit that mark last week, and she was All-League, she just wasn't unanimous. And you even mentioned, like, yeah, she's probably going to be potentially unanimous here in 2023. We'll probably say that's a safe bet, but we got two of, certainly of the better players in the Big 7 going at it. You know, Hiawatha, they sit at 4-4 in league play. They're in fourth right now. And, you know, in terms of maybe catching a piece of a league championship, I don't know if that's the case or certainly possible at this point with the Cause and Nemaha Central, where they're both at least at this point. We still got a few weeks left, but we have certainly played more than we have left in terms of league matchups. But, again, impressed with Perry LeCompton. They lose their first time in a few weeks on Saturday. They get the win again, straight sets over Jeff West, and Cause have quietly won 15 of their last 16. So, again, super, super well, and they've played so good, and they're right there with Nemaha Central. And, yeah, Hiawatha was, you know, just a match or two away from getting to a state tournament last year, but their sub-state was very difficult, of course, with the likes of Royal Valley and Nemaha Central, of course. And the sub-states are a little bit different. We do have those on our website, by the way, if you want to go check those out. Nemaha Central sub-state this year, they go to Marysville. They've got two other state tournament teams from a year ago and a top-ranked team in Beloit. So for as good as Nemaha Central is, they have one of the more tougher sub-states, and that's going to be a challenge for them to get out of there with Beloit and a couple other teams that made state tournaments a year ago. And Perry LeCompton, if you look at their sub-state, they certainly have an opportunity as well to maybe make a little bit of noise and punch a ticket to a state tournament. But again, Hiawatha quietly 17-9. They're pretty steady. They always have been under head coach Brenda Siebenmorgan. And, you know, again, with one of the better players in this conference, and maybe you could argue the best player in this conference in Abby Elfner, you know, they're always going to have a fighting chance no matter who they're playing.
They sure will, and they're getting ready for their first matchup of the evening against Perry LeCompton between the two teams that are visiting here in this Jefferson West Strangler. Should be a fun one as the Red Hawks are wearing their red with black shorts. As for Perry LeCompton, they stay with their blue jerseys and black shorts, both teams with white letters and white numbers. We're going to get this one underway here with match number two. Should be a fun one. Two top teams of the three in the Big 7 going on right now here on 103.9 FM KNZA. And as always, not as always, but on the Hiawatha channel as well. So be sure to check that out if you are free to be able to look at a screen. If you're driving, of course, don't be pulling it up on your phone now. And listen to the radio. Stay safe out there, folks, and enjoy your volleyball responsibly, if you will.
Great PSA. Very nicely done. And letting people know how they should be tuning in to us in a safe and responsible manner.
Well, here we go. The Cause are going to go ahead and serve away first. And it will be Paxton Dammy doing it. And we are underway with match number two. Tip over from Bonmeyer and right back to the Hiawatha side, blocked at the net, and Hiawatha is on the board first.
Yeah, Maddie Simmons earning that point, and then Taylor Trimble had a really nice diving save to keep that chance alive for the Cause, but again, just deflected on the defensive side and just out for the Hiawatha point.
Leah Contreras with the service for Hiawatha. It's tipped over for Riley Kemp. Hiawatha ready for it. Big windup and a swipe for Maddie Simmons, but it's too strong, and we are even 1-1.
Well, twice now the Red Hawks have gone to Simmons, that front left portion of the net. Now they rotate, and that's where Abby Elfner stands as the Cause will get a serve here for the 1-1 tie.
Kendall Gray, the setter, doing the serving for the Cause, and Elfner gets her first chance. It's partially deflected by the net and down for the kill, and Hiawatha retakes the lead.
Yeah, Dammy and Kendall Gray both on the front line defensively, but hitting the right spot for Abby Elfner, deflecting off that right hand, it looked like, for Dammy, and then just falling into the field of play for the Redhawks' point.
Simmons with the service, returned by Justine Williams, set up for Gray and Taylor Dammy. Beautiful dig back line by Aaliyah Contreras, the libero for Hiawatha, keeping it alive. Other opportunity, this time set to the far side from Kemp, and that is going to be down. And beautifully done by Riley Kemp, the senior.
Barely got into that point. Yeah, and again, shout out to Contreras. She about took one straight off the top of the face with that heat behind it and just got her hands up in front to keep it alive. Unfortunately for her side, weren't able to get the point.
Dammy able to get a nice serve and trying to tip it down was Elfner. She couldn't quite get it down as the calls were all over it. Nice dig again by Contreras, but unable to keep it alive was anybody else from Hiawatha. Contreras, a couple nice digs, and again, not able to get the point, though. First lead of the set for the Cops.
Kind of falling forward with really no momentum with the dive, so just didn't really have enough behind it to get it back up in the air.
Return by Simmons, setting one up for Elfner. Nice dig, falling to her left by Dammy, but it goes to the Hiawatha side. And so tip over, but it's out of bounds, and Taylor Dammy is awarded with that spectacular dive as she read that attempt beautifully going to her left.
And even hit it with the somersault afterwards. She hit it and kind of flung herself over, and yeah, that was a very impressive play. Made the best play individually we have seen to this point.
And she follows that up with an ace, and it's now 5-2 pair of the Compton. Four straight points now for the Cause. The senior trying to get another one here. And that one is wide, going to the far side on the service. It'll be a service error, make it 5-3.
Snaps that little run once again that the Cause were on, and certainly the Redhawks, they have the capabilities of keeping this one close. And again, two of the best teams we got here tonight, the two best teams record-wise.
And that one is a beautiful kill from the near side. Macy Corcoran getting it done. Another point for the Cause.
Just seems to be always about the game of runs. If you can put 5, 6, 7 together, how quickly the momentum can shift. And the Cause doing that here early.
First time these two teams have met this season. Here's a big swipe, and that one's a little bit too strong this time from Claire Twomley, the 5'8 sophomore. Another point for the Cause, and they're up to a nice lead early. Now 7-3. And three service from the near side from Riley Kemp. Up in the air, Elfner, not a great pass, so she'll have to just hit it over. It gives an opportunity for the Cause. And once again, we saw her do this a lot in the first match. And that is once again the senior Taylor Dammy putting it just right in the middle of the court, not putting a whole lot behind it, but just putting it in that right spot with a lot of top spin, and just drops like a breaking ball. The point for the Cause.
Like a 12-6 curve there.
Yeah, exactly. Contreras, the nice dig on that serve. Attempt, and now on a nice attempt to keep it alive momentarily, and it stays alive.
Well, it went completely up into the rafters and off the wall.
Yeah, they're saying that was out of play.
Okay.
So the officials kind of...
Because like half the Hiawatha side, I think, wanted to keep that going.
Yep.
The other half just assumed it was out of play.
That was Paxton Dammy with that kill. Another serve from Kemp, but that one just barely getting the top of the net. And he goes to the Cause side for a service error. And it is now 9-4 in favor of the Cause.
Yeah, there was that stretch there. The Cause had scored 8 of 9 to build out this lead. And now it's just a friendly bounce over the top of the net. Abby Elfner getting a nice little ace there.
Much needed. Hiawatha trying to bounce back after kind of a slow start. Another service trying to do the same thing, and that one's barely getting over. A nice return by Kemp. This one hit over. Nice dig by Elfner. Staying this one up. A little hit over for Annika Reschke. Set back to the far side, and a little bit too much on that for Paxton Dammy, the freshman. And out of bounds. Another point for the Redhawks. Elfner coming up with another serve. There was a middle return by Kemp. Good job kind of adjusting. And a big swipe there for Corcoran, and they can't collect it. And Macy Corcoran gets the point for the Cause.
And Simmons had a nice chance keeping that one alive on the back line for the Redhawks. Again, just came down with so much heat, just didn't quite keep it in play where you'd like it, and the Cause earning that point.
Here to the back side, return cleanly by Maddie Simmons, and blocked at the net. Back to the Hiawatha side to keep it alive, though. Elfner from the attack line, deflected And back to, well, the officials haven't come up with a call yet.
Hiawatha gets that point.
Yeah, just barely getting it. It took a while for the officials to make that call, but I'll give it to Hiawatha. It's 10-7.
Don't give Abby Elfner a running start to put one down, and she was able to do so just there.
And Paxton Danny again a little bit wide on that swipe from the near side, trying to go to the far side. Missing that one by a good 2-3 feet. Another point for the Red Hawks. Here's the set. Again by Kendall Gray. Sending this one up for Corcoran, and she gets that one to the back far side and down for the kill.
Well, at one point we were sitting there 9-3 cause, and then there was the Red Hawks scoring 5-6. So that stopped a little run there, cause keeping it at a 3-point advantage.
Back line, Contreras with the return. Well, took over for Maddie Simmons, and right back. Good job taking advantage of some open space on the far side for the cause. That'll be another point for Perry the Compton, 12-8.
Yeah, miss hit there with the side of Hiawatha where it was set up perfectly for Dammy. She knew exactly where she needed to put that.
Not a great return by Claire Twomley. It goes away from her teammates and out of bounds. Another point for Perry the Compton. It's 13-8, now a 5-point lead, tied for their largest of the day.
Yeah, and it's been all runs here. It's just been kind of back and forth with spurts by both sides.
Hit over by Leah Kessler, for some calling her name tonight. And this one hit over by Paxton Danby for Perry the Compton. Hit to the far side for Simmons, and that one is down for the kill.
Yeah, Danby's hands were a little wide there. I think she needed to put them a little bit more together because that ball just squeezed right through and could have had a nice little block and point there. I think the hand's just a little bit too wide.
12-0 to the back middle, return by Kemp. Set for Gray to the near side, and another kill for Taylor Danby. Does it once again from the near side, and it is back to a 5-point lead.
Seemed like she might have put a little extra behind that one, maybe because she missed that opportunity on the block and was upset with herself. And yeah, some of these girls, you just don't want to allow kind of that running start because it is just so tough to defend, even if you are in the right spot.
And big credit to Kendall Gray, their setter as well, for putting her in those good positions. A little tip over. Here the Compton all over it. Gray sets one up for Danby once again, and that one is down for the kill as Annika Reschke was unable to secure that one.
Again, Reschke, right spot. I mean, exactly where she needed to be. Just there's so much behind it. It's just so hard to keep it in play, and that one just flung straight out of bounds into the wall.
Turned by Reschke, and we have the JV ball coming into the varsity court, so let's do that again.
They should make a rule to where if the JV ball comes in, you play on. Now go with me here. You play on.
Okay.
But if you score, you get 2 points.
Okay. All right. If you hit it in the basket, it's like 10 points, right? That's what we determined last time.
There we go.
The pair of the Compton side we go. Is this one from beyond the attack line for Paxton Danny? Too strong on that attempt. Just trying to do a little bit too much with it instead of just keeping it in play. And Hiawatha is awarded with the points.
There's another little run. 5-6 there by Perry LeCompton. And built out a little bit of a lead up 5.
Sends it up for Danny and try to go around the blocker. It goes out of bounds. Try to do maybe a little bit too much with it that time. Makes it 15-10.
Yeah, you're right. Definitely tried to go around the defense there and kind of changed her trajectory midair. And instead of going through, she tried to go around. It did not work.
Big wind up in a kill. Left side, Riley Kemp. She's been kind of quiet in this match, but the senior able to put one down for the cause and make it 16-11.
Well, Kemp right there. What'd she do? She went right through the defense there. And enough heat behind it to get through it.
Service to the backside. Return cleanly by Grace Mays. Her first appearance here this evening. Contreras with the return and miscommunication between Paxton Danby and Justine Williams. And as a result, Hiawatha is awarded with the point. 16-12. Red Hawks are within striking distance. They just need to get a little bit of run of their own going. Paxton Danby, here's a set from the far side. And nice dig moving to her right by Aaliyah Contreras. Another nice dig. She has been on fire with those. But unfortunately, once again, the Red Hawks unable to pay dividends with point as put into the net by Reschke.
Yeah, I feel like you're almost at a point here. If the cause can rattle off a couple, you might see that first timeout taken by the Red Hawks. We'll see.
Sends one up for Elfner. Gets the kill in front of the diving Taylor Danby on the back line near side. No shot there for the senior. And the Redhawks will go ahead and get back within four. Another serve coming from Addison Williams.
Yeah, Twobly comes in. She'll come in on the front line. And that was arguably the best set ball we had seen for Elfner here tonight. And you get her put in great positions like that, she's going to, nine times out of ten, probably get you a point.
They give it to Contreras for the third try. Partially deflected, but to the cost side. And set over by Kendall Gray on the second try. And Elfner takes a swipe, but hits the net. And it trickles over. I thought it went into the net, but it trickled over and down. And another point for the Redhawks. They're back within three now.
Now they got a little bit of a run going. Three of four and five of the last seven have been scored by the Redhawks.
Step to the near side and a kill for Macy Corcoran to shut down that run. And a cause with a big point trying to stay out in front with a little bit of a cushion.
Yeah, just trying their best to keep it at arm's length. Again, this first set, if you kind of look at the breakdown, it's just been little run after little run for each side. It was even early. Cause got out, and Redhawks have kept themselves in it. A couple runs of their own.
Elfner from a little bit too far behind her head puts that one long. And the Cause get back-to-back points after losing 3-4. It's now 19-14. 5-point lead once again for Perry the Compton here in set number one. Back line returned cleanly by Twombly, and Contreras will hit it over. And is that down? Yes, it's down for Contreras. That's well done from about 3 or 4 feet from beyond the attack line, just trying to keep it alive, but sneaks in that corner on the far side, and it's now 19-15.
Well, Tammy read it right. She knew it was going to be in, so she laid herself out and tried to give it an opportunity for a save, but yeah, that was a great play by Contreras.
Near side, Paxton Danny gets the kill in front of Abby Elfner. She tried to move to her right to get it, but was unable to keep it alive. Another point for the Cause.
Well, the freshman gets the better of the senior there.
Heather Trimble, the junior for the Cause, checking in. She'll put it in the middle. Back left, actually. Return by Reschke. Tipped over to the Cause side. Setting this one up for Corcoran and just pokes it over. Well done by Macy Corcoran. She's having a pretty solid set herself for the freshman.
Yeah, I think she just kind of mistimed her jump there and the ball kind of was set up a little bit behind her, so she just kind of punched it over with the left hand and just found a little bit of an opening.
And a service error into the net for Taylor Trimble. That gives the Redhawks some life here, but they trail 21-16 here in set number one.
Well, here's your chance right here. You get Reschke back to serve. Can you rattle three or four off here to get right back in it?
Back near side, returned by Dami. Backwards set and setting up for a Corker. Nice dig, popped up in the air. It's like it's playable, it is. But it's popped up for Williams, and she puts a free ball over. Partially deflected, but Paxton Dami gets the point. And it's now 22-16.
Well, that was really nicely done by Addison Williams there for Hiawatha to keep that one alive. Again, unfortunate for them, they don't get the point because Paxton Dami with another kill, but that was a really good dig, as you mentioned there, by Williams.
Service for Justine Williams, and that's going to be an ace. Unable to keep it alive on the back line are the Redhawks, and she'll get it right back for another service. It's 23-16. So from the far side into the net and tried to overcompensate a little bit as she threw that one up a little too far in front of her, I think, so keeping it up a little bit. Makes it 23-17. Service coming from Claire Twombly, goes to the near side, returned by Kemp, but puts it over the net to the Hiawatha side. Hang this one up, tip over from Kessler. Nice dive by Kemp to keep it alive for the Cause. Just trying to catch him off guard as Williams trying to set it over on the second try, but he goes into the net. And it is set point number one. It's 24-17.
Well, again, the Redhawks have had a little bit of momentum with some small runs. But the Cause certainly look to have the outmatch here in the first set.
Turned by Elfner, set to the far side. A big windup for Simmons, but dug cleanly. Well done by Paxton Dami, and that one is down for the kill, and that is going to do it here. Set number one is one from Perry the Compton, 25-17. A step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back in for we'll recap this one and go to set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KNZA.
That one was a 25-17 win for Perry the Compton. Jared Sluffy alongside Brandon Tappan, Paige Mueller, Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Getting ready for set number two, and it was a set that was pretty close at the beginning, but again, kind of like that first set, or excuse me, that first match, saw Perry the Compton pull away late.
Yeah, again, Perry again, it was back and forth through the first few, then Perry built an early 9-3 advantage, and a couple times Hiawatha had worked it back to within two or three midway portion of it, but Cause really dominated the latter portion of that first set.
And the first point goes to Hiawatha. Taylor Dammy gets blocked up front. Good job by Abby Elfner. A matchup we've been waiting to see. Those two all league last year. Elfner unanimous. Looks like they both will be unanimous once again this year. So set to the far side for Dammy. He's trying to tip it over, and somehow Hiawatha scrambles, and they get it back over to the Perry the Compton side. Well done. Here's Billings taking a shot back to Contreras. She was ready for Hiawatha. Block up front and stays on the Hiawatha side, but let's just set it over to Perry the Compton. Here's a set coming from Kendall Gray. That's it down for the kill by Taylor Dammy. Well done. Right in the middle of the court. She loves that spot right in the middle. And we are tied 1-1.
One thing I just kind of noticed, and going from that first match to where we are here, I feel like we haven't had a lot of long rallies. Like, the points have been quick. Does it not feel that way?
It certainly has, and it feels like these sets have been going by pretty quick as well. And this one put down by Abby Elfner, diving to her left to try to keep it alive was Paxton Dammy, but she could not keep it alive, so Hiawatha up early 2-1.
But it's just like maybe a two or three back and forth, and then there's a point. Like, we haven't seen like any crazy long rallies.
There's a setup for Taylor Dammy, and down. Oh, my goodness. I mean, she is just getting some great sets. Got to give a huge props to Kendall Gray, her setter. She has been sensational, giving some really great opportunities to her hitter, Taylor Dammy.
Yeah, dropping dimes like a shaky bank teller is what they say.
I haven't heard that one. That's
there
a good
you
one.
Go.
I'll have to use
there
that
you
one.
Go. Dropping dimes like Steve Nash.
Here's a setup for the Cause to the far side, and tipped over blocks by Elfner trying to kick it to stay alive. And Taylor Dammy, she could not. And Hiawatha gets that point. Your side. Actually, beg your pardon, sorry, Hiawatha takes a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, we've alternated the first five, and I feel like when you're trying to attack the net when Abby Elfner's on the other side, I don't know if the finesse shot is going to work. You got to try to power through it.
Somehow scrambling as Perry the Compton gets to the other side. Elfner gets a charge into one to the back far corner. Out of nowhere, Hiawatha is able to rally to keep that one alive, and not only keep it alive, but to give Elfner a chance to get a kill, and she got it.
Yeah, I don't think that was meant to be set up the way that it was, but it was perfect for Abby Elfner, and she was able to put it right in the back corner.
Step to the far side, trying to tip it over, and tipped right back down by Claire Twombly, defeating Riley Kemp up against the net. And the Redhawks have a couple points in a row. It's 5-2 Hiawatha to start this second set.
Yeah, three straight. Twombly, great defense there, front of the net, getting that point.
Bending over to make that return was Taylor Trimble. It's stuck at the net, but Perry the Compton has another try, but no, they're going to say that it was not tipped, so there'll be four hits against Perry the Compton, and yet another point for the Redhawks. That's two.
Yeah, that's almost Reschke, who was at the front of the net there trying to work against Dammy, and certainly held her ground.
Here's a set by Gray, and set to the back line. Taylor Dammy too strong on the set. Kind of looked like it might have been a push as well. Either way, Hiawatha gets yet another point. It's 7-2.
Five straight. Redhawks certainly have that momentum that they were hoping to maybe get towards the end of that first set, but now kind of carrying it over here to the start of the second.
Trying to set one up for Dammy, for Paxton Dammy, and she puts that one into the net. Yet another point. Makes it six straight now for Hiawatha. Much different start to this second set than the first set. Chance for Taylor Dammy. That one is a little bit too long. It was a little bit too far behind her head on her try. She ran up into it, had a good charge into it, but, like I said, a little bit too far behind her, and yet another point for the Redhawks. Seven in a row, 9-2. Chance for Kemp here, and she takes advantage. Contreras couldn't handle it on that back line in the middle, and the Caws snap the streak.
Yeah, seven straight there for the Redhawks, and we know how quickly the Caws can kind of put a run together themselves, so the Redhawks can't certainly kind of relax here. They want to kind of keep the pedal to the metal and try to, you know, keep it at arm's length because they need this second set to force a third.
Elfner puts a charge into one behind her head, but Taylor Dammy rescues it. It's set over by Paxton Dammy. Here's the set from Madison Williams, just tipped over by the Redhawks. And Carly Compton all over it. Trying to tip it down is Corcoran, but again, Hiawatha was ready. Elfner puts a charge into one from the middle of the court, and that is a kill going to the back left side. It is now 10-3, Hiawatha.
I mean, when it's just set up that way for Abby Elfner, when she's front and center, she's going to know to put it in the spots where she needs to put it. And that time, not there with a service error, but we've seen it all night and really all season and career for her.
Maybe a little bit too much adrenaline in that serve for the for Elfner. Here the Compton will now serve it with Kemp. Back near side for Simmons on the return, saying this is Williams to the far side. Nice dig by Taylor Dammy, setting up for his freshman sister, and that one into the net for Paxton Dammy. And unable to get the point as Perry the Compton. A lot of mistakes from the Caws here in this set. Comes the serve now for Hiawatha. It's Annika Reschke, the 5'7 junior. The back line return is cleaned by Riley Kemp. Here is Billings, a nice dig from Annika Reschke. Setting this up, nice dig back far side for Riley Kemp once again. Taylor Dammy from beyond the attack line grazes the net, keeps it alive for the Redhawks. They're able to get under it. From right on top of the attack line, Elfner put a charge into one, but it's into the net, and the Caws get the points 11-5. Chance for the Caws to possibly start a run here. And it's Paxton Dammy, the freshman, one of just two underclassmen on this squad. Her and Macy Corcoran both don't play like freshmen, though, and a mistake there by Hiawatha along the back line. Contreras and Claire Twombly were unable to communicate who was supposed to get that serve, and it's going to be an ace. Makes it 11-6. The serve by Paxton Dammy. That one return is cleaned by Kessler, but to nobody. Or beg your pardon, sorry, that was Maddie Simmons on the return. But again, that was to nobody. Another ace.
Oh, they were rocking four, you see, on the back line, and only Kessler and Twombly up front. You see that little opening front left there, and that's exactly where it landed, where nobody was at.
And a poor return by Elfner. Contreras saves it, though, and it's hit over by Kessler. Chance for the Caws, though, in the middle, partially deflected, and a nice dig moving to her left. Keep it alive with Addison Williams. They get it to the Perry Compton side. Picks up for Billings, trying to tip it down, and a violation against Hiawatha. A lift is the call. So it'll make it 11-8. Three straight points now for a pair of the Compton.
Here's that run. We knew they were certainly on pace to get one at some point. How do the Redhawks respond? They're still up three. It's 11-8, but they certainly had them kind of buried early.
Return goes right at the net. They're able to bring it back and gives a chance for the Redhawks, but Hiawatha gets, beg your pardon, pair of the Compton gets the tip down. It's Macy Corcoran swing up, just trying to tip it straight down. That's a good job, partially deflected at the net by Kessler, but yet another point for the cause. And once again, Patrick Dammey, freshman, will serve it once again. The turn is clean to Meltner. Sets this one up for Simmons in the back middle. Returned by Taylor Dammey, setting it up. A little tip down for Corcoran, blocked at the net. And that is Kessler all over that one. And Hiawatha gets the point, snaps that little streak.
Yeah, Corcoran and Billings there, I think, were both trying to kind of reach a handout for that ball, and it just got, I think, maybe partially deflected by both of them and out of play.
Plumlee with a serve for the Red Hawks. Return is good. Setting this one up to the near side for Corcoran, and gets it over a couple of defenders and down for a kill. That was both Kessler and Simmons going up for the block. Well done by the freshman to just get it up over the defenders and land it down past them. Dogs get the point. Justine Williams in to serve as they trail now just 12-10 here in set number two. Serve to the middle far side. Kessler set up, and Williams, not a great return, and it goes almost straight down as the libero for the cause can't keep it alive, and Hiawatha gets the quick point. Again, still, like Brandon said earlier, still haven't had those long points. They've been very quick all evening long. Here's the setup for Taylor Dammey. That's blocked at the net. Maybe take a little bit of a piece for Addison Williams, catching that one for the Red Hawks. Stuffing that one, a rare block of Dammey. And that makes it 13-11. So they're going to say it's a violation, I believe, against the Red Hawks. It'll be fairly confident points. Oh, the block went out of bounds. That was what it was. Not a violation. My mistake on that. So, nice. Beautiful block by Dammey at the net in the middle. She had to use all of her vertical there to just dunk it straight down on the rejection. It's now 13-12. Hiawatha still with a one-point lead here in set number two. Elfner again, another block by Dammey.
Exactly.
Elfner was a couple feet in front of the attack line just trying to get it over, but Dammey says no.
Yeah, that was the exact same play, literally back-to-back. Looks absolutely identical, and you know the Red Hawks have let this one kind of slip away at one point up 11-4. Now all of a sudden it's 13-13.
Elfner has a chance. That one blocked and unable to keep it alive is Taylor, Annika Reschke. It was out of bounds, and yet another block. That's three straight blocks fairly confident, and timeout is going to be called by Coach Stephen Morgan as Hiawatha now trails 14-13. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Here in set number two, pair of the Compton taking their first lead after winning set number one, 25-17. You're going to put the Red Hawks away in two sets here. Setting this one up for Elfner on the near side. Hit over. Turn is clean from Williams. Set to the far side. Kemp winds up. That one is down for the kill, going from the short far side to the long far side. And a good job by Riley Kemp, the senior, getting the kill. The cause, despite the timeout, maintain with the momentum. The serve, that one goes long. It'll be a service error from Taylor Trimble, the junior. Hiawatha gets one right back. Maddie Simmons now the server for the Red Hawks. From the middle of the floor she goes. This is the far side, return good. Set by Gray and Taylor Dammey down for the kill, back middle. Another great setup by Kendall Gray. It is now 16-14 Perry.
Well, we saw the cause early in this set, a little sluggish, maybe not quite there, hands on the hips type of feel, but yeah, this latter half, it's Perry LeCompton has really battled back and gotten their way, and they look like pretty much what we saw in that first match against Jeff West.
A nice blast from the near side, from Annika Reschke. She gets the kill, goes to the back far side. So for Perry LeCompton, they have just two remaining league triangulars after tonight. They have a triangular on the 7th, but that's an Atchison, and it's a non-league triangular. There's a windup, and that is going to be partially deflected by Elfner, but it's going to be a kill for Paxton Dammey. As for Hiawatha, looking at their remaining schedule, for the rest of the 2023 season. They do have a quad at Washington County coming up. Or no, I think that's an error. But, they have a Hiawatha Triangular, then they have a couple more Sabessa and Pair of the Compton. So they have a few more as well, another opportunity to keep crawling up the standings here in the Big Seven. Well, tip over by Simmons, but nice job by Kendall Gray to get all over it from the attack line. Gaming gets it over. Set to the far side, well done by Addison Williams, but a tip by Reschke and stayed alive momentarily, but unable to keep it alive for much longer. It was a great dive from Paxton Dammy on the pancake attempt. Kept it alive, but four hits. Hiawatha gets the point, 17-16.
The third time here in this match where we have alternated back and forth five consecutive points. Obviously, things getting to the latter half here. Very important here down the stretch for Hiawatha.
And an error on the back end for Elfner. Couldn't keep it alive. And here the Compton able to get the points. 18-16 is the JV game going on. Just finished up to our left. To resume with the varsity match on the right. 18-16 cause. Return clean from Reschke. Setting this up is Williams tipping it to that corner. Beautifully done, but it's going to be a violation against the Red Hawks, so it's not going to count. Looks at a three-point lead for Pair of the Compton. Once again, Kemp likes to go. Their serves from the opposite side. So she's going from right to left. Step from Addison Williams to Reschke, and didn't put everything into that one, but it was partially blocked at the net back to the Red Hawks. So they'll get another try. They get it to the cost side. And just sending it over is going to be Billings. And battle at the net. It goes to the Red Hawks side, and they do get it over. Scramble out of control. Messy play here, and it's going to end up being a Paxton Dammy error to the back far side. She tried to just keep it alive, but she put too much of a charge into it.
Yeah, that one kept alive by Elfner, diving and saving it with one hand prior to earning that point. So that was a big play by her to keep it alive for the Redhawks.
Billings partially blocks, but to the Redhawks side. And Elfner from beyond the attack line. It hits the net, but gets over to the cost side. And miscommunication is Gray put it up in the air. Paxton Dammy and Macy Corcoran unable to communicate who was to hit that one. Instead, it lands at Paxton Dammy's feet, and it's down for Hiawatha point. It's now 19-18. 1-point lead for the cost. Good return for Fair of the Compton. Billings was charged, the one partially tipped. The Red Hawks side, though. And Simmons, too strong that time. Point for Fair of the Compton.
I was going to say before that last run there, here's your chance. If you're the Red Hawks, you got yourself back into it after the cause. We're kind of pulling away a little bit, and right now down two, but cause trying to put it away in straight sets.
Return by Elfner, set up for Simmons, and just barely getting that one over. Paxton Dammy with a return. Putting a charge to the one is Corcoran, but that's a little too strong. Hiawatha gets the point. It's now 20-18. So we are down to the final stretch here for 2019, beg your pardon. Turn is good for Pair of the Compton, but it goes into the net. They do save it. Good job there by Corcoran to hit it over. Simmons' attack rides the net and pass a couple defenders and down the cost side, and we are tied 20-20.
All right, here you go. Best of five. 20-20 tie. Red Hawks need it to force a third. They've battled their way back. Have an opportunity with the serve.
The back line returned by Taylor Dammy, setting this one up to the near side, and it goes to the cause side, actually. And Contreras gets to the front line, and Williams sets it over. The big charge into one up front for Macy Corcoran in the middle, and that's a kill. It's 21-20. And a couple substitutions for the Red Hawks. Reschke back into the game, and so is Grace Mays. She'll be in the back far side. Justine Williams serving for the cause. She goes to the middle. Returned by Reschke. Popped up in the air by Addison Williams and tipped over by Maddie Simmons. Here's a little set. And Taylor Dammy off kind of the bottom of her hand. She puts it into the net. And we are tied once again, 21-21.
I think that's one Dammy really wanted to have back. She had it set up pretty well for herself. And maybe, again, just maybe not quite got it on the full side of the hand there to get it over.
Turn good from Paxton Dammy. Set up to Taylor Dammy. That one blocked at the net. Good job by Aston Williams. Stays on the top side and tipped down at the net by Maddie Simmons for Hiawatha. And the 5'6 junior puts the Red Hawks up by one at 22-21. Timeout is going to be called here by the Cause, so we'll go ahead and take it with them. Second set here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
Block right out of the break for Hiawatha, and the Red Hawks now have a two-point lead. It's 23-21. The Red Hawks had a large lead at the beginning of the set. They blew it, but they got it right back. Hit over by Billings. Return in. Taylor Damien tries to swat that one down. Didn't get a great hit onto it. Contreras was ready. And pops up in the air on the return. Hits in the rafters. It's still alive, though. Three ball's going to be hit over to Hiawatha's way, but it's going to be too strong. And it's set point number one for the Red Hawks. It's 24-21. What a great job by Hiawatha to keep it up out of the timeouts.
Well, it was 20-20, and we said best of five. At that point, Koss scored the first one to take a 21-20 lead, and since then, Hiawatha has scored four straight, giving themselves a chance here. Now the Koss kind of have their backs against the wall, really, for the first time tonight, and Red Hawks will have the advantage with the serve, trying to force a third and final set.
Leah Contreras with the serve from the middle, goes to the far side, return clean by Kemp. Battle to net, won by Hiawatha, but it goes to the Koss side, kept alive. Dammy hits a free ball over for the Red Hawks, and stuffing it into the net is Abby Elfner. So still some life here for the Koss. They get service. It's 24-22. Another set point coming here for the Red Hawks.
Said earlier, Dammy wanted one back. I think Abby Elfner wants that one back, too. Again, a chance to really put it away and kind of awkwardly hit off her right arm and right into the net when she was set up pretty well to put that one away.
Visibly frustrated with herself, and now the official on the far side checking with the force table to make sure that the rotations are correct, and now they're going to have some substitutions. It will be Taylor Trimble, the junior, checking in, and she'll be serving. It looks like Kendall Gray was going to serve, but they are making sure that the rotation is correct. Looks like we have it right. There's the whistle, and we play on. 24-22, our score here, Iowa, another set point. Number two, not a great return, putting it close to the net. Elfner just sends the free ball over, and we have a JV ball come over on the court once again. That happened quite a bit. And it wasn't just the JV ball like that is in play. It was just a warm-up ball, but either way, here we go once again. Set point number two for the Red Hawks, but the Koss with the service. Here's the return. Hit up in the air by Williams on the third try. Simmons sets it down, and that is it. What a spot by Simmons. Put it right on the money, and we will go to a third set. 25-17 and then 25-22. We go to set number three coming up here in just a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontirekS.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company, over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
We are two sets into this second match, and it's 25-17 for the first set in favor of the Cause, 25-22 in favor of the Redhawks in set number two. And we start set number three with the Cause serving this one away. Error from the far side to the near side of your screen if you're watching on the Hiawatha channel on MSCSports.net. It is going to be Paxton Dammy, the freshman, the superstar freshman, doing the serving. We await for something, I think. Well, I think it's, I'm not sure what we're waiting on here.
Well, I will say while we wait here, again, I think just the officials just making sure everything's good, but how magnified is this third set now? When we talk about the standings, if Nemaha Central again takes care of business tonight, if somehow Hiawatha pulls this one off, Cause all of a sudden are two back of Nemaha Central in the standings, and the Thunder have a little bit more breathing room. So that big set win by Hiawatha there really putting some pressure on Perry LeCompton here to try to keep themselves right in arm's reach for the big seven.
Turned by Elfner. We are underway here in set number three. It's hit over by Elfner. That's going to be too strong to the back line, out of bounds. Perry LeCompton gets point number one here in set number three. Jared Slovey, Brandon Tavin, Paige Mueller. Kurt Kilman back in the booth.
What up, Kurt?
Got to do that every single time, man.
That's right.
Reschke with the return. Hit over by Kessler. A nice dig. Oh, tumble, and they pay it off with Taylor Dammy getting the dunk down. It was Taylor Trimble with that nice dig in the middle of the court. It's 2-0 in favor of the Cause. Dammy, another serve coming. From the near side, and turned by Elfner once again, set up for Simmons. Hits the back far side, return once again by Trimble. Setting this up for Kempins, he just puts it up in the air towards the back side. Reschke was all over it. Simmons, another chance, that one too strong. Once again, that makes it 3-0, Perry LeCompton, off to a fast start of the Cause.
Well, Hiawatha got off to the fast start, and that second set had a 9-2 lead at one point, led 11-3. That's when the Cause got right back into it again. It was really heavy on the runs in those first couple of sets.
Kessler hits the back line. Williams was ready for that for the Cause, the libero, but a poor set over by Riley Kemp. It puts it into the net, and that's the first point for Hiawatha. Leah Contreras, the libero, checking in. 5-4 junior, and she puts that into the net. Service error. And when you're down early in set number three, it's really difficult giving up those kind of points to a team like Perry LeCompton. A team that really doesn't need any help as good as they are. The back near side, returned by Reschke, set up by Williams to Simmons, and they're ready for it was Paxton Dammy, and her sister puts that one up and over and down for the kill. Barely grazing the net, getting over and down for the Hiawatha side.
Yeah, just one of those 50-50 balls with the defense right in front and just kind of awkwardly hit, and then it rides the top of the net, and then it just falls. Fortunately for the Cause on the Hiawatha side.
A soft little serve there, well done by Gray, and forces Hiawatha to scramble. Cause with it, going to from the near side to the far side was Von Meyer, and a good job hit over right back by the Redhawks, and they get the kill. Makes it 5-2. Perry LeCompton likes to have all six of their players on the court be ready to return. But if that is three up, three back, or four back, two up, and putting a charge into one and getting the kill is Riley Kemp from the far side up by the net. Makes it 6-2.
I feel like we've really called Kemp's name much in this second match. She was certainly a name we called a lot against Jeff West, but it's been a little bit quiet. Certainly someone that can get something going.
It's set up by Williams for Elfner, and she gets the kill. Addison Williams has done a great job all evening setting it up.
to her senior hitter. What did I say earlier? Dropping dimes like a shaky bank teller. There you go.
You got to use that once a set. So
I know.
You got your quota.
We got one. We got one.
And it's going to be a lift against Perry LeCompton. That's going to be not an ace, but they are unable to get it over. Hiawatha gets the point, 6-4. I guess that was the last set that you said that. So
right.
Yeah, so no, you're good. Set backwards and set over by Riley Kemp. And Contreras all over that. They hit it over in the second try, though, for Hiawatha. Bang it up, and Corcoran is blocked up front by Abby Elfner. Puts it to the back far side on the block. Hiawatha gets the point, 6-5.
That one might have been worthy of the Dikembe Mutombo finger wag. That was just rejected.
Not today,
says Elfner. That was nicely done.
Essen Williams with the service because trying to hold on to their lead, but Elfner says no, and she spikes that one down for yet another kill, and we are tied 6-6.
Well, the Caws scored five of the first six, and now the Redhawks have come back with five of the last six of their own.
Another service for the 5'5 sophomore, Addison Williams. Puts that one to the far left side, setting it up. Corcoran doing a nice job extending overhead, but somehow Hiawatha keeps it alive, puts it to the back corner, is Gray, just sets it over, and sits down. Kind of a wild, wonky play there, as Hiawatha did everything they could to get that ball over. They didn't successfully, but Gray just says one hit. Nope, just going to put that right back in the corner. Of course, she had scrambled, and they couldn't scramble anymore. And that makes 7-6, cause. Going to say something about scrambling. Humpty Dumpty is going to make some sort of reference there. Didn't quite put that together. This one set up by Kemp for Taylor Dammy. Good job getting a lot of topspin. That one drops in the middle of the court for the senior. And makes it 8-6, favor of the cause. Riley Kemp, another serve coming. Again, likes to go on the opposite side. It puts it to the far side. Nice return by Simmons. She's ready for it. Set over by Elfner. It's blocked. She gets it right back. And Taylor Compton sets right back to the back near side. Nobody was there for Hiawatha. And they get the point. Makes it 9-6.
Well, not there initially, but Contreras and Simmons both maybe had a chance. But, again, they both dove for it and might have kept themselves from potentially keeping that one alive.
They were all on the right side of the court. And put it on the back left side. That one's into the net on the return for Claire Twomley. And another point for the cause on the error.
That all runs. Again, it's back and forth. About five of the last six. Now four straight for the cause. Make it five straight.
That's going to be an ace for Taylor Dammy. Contreras couldn't return that one. He dove trying to pop it up in the air, but it's a big pardon for Kemp. My mistake. And that one's into the net. Service error. Hiawatha gets that point right back and makes it 11-7.
We've got the cash station score, 7-11.
Elfner with the service in the middle of the court to the back side, and that is too strong. And the service error gives the cause a point right back. And again, like we were saying, difficult making those kind of mistakes to a very good pair of the Constant team. They don't really need the extra help. Hit a Trimble with the serve. Back middle return by Elfner. Here's the set by Addison Williams. That's going to be set over by Claire Twomley. Patrick Damien's going to get it right back after returning it. Partially deflected, but through to the Hiawatha side. Addison Williams, the back far side, returned by Riley Kemp. And this one is Taylor Damien trying to put too much into that, I think, from beyond the attack line. She puts it into the net. Really hard to get a good shot from beyond the attack line, especially she really put a charge into
that. Yeah, that might have been the most MPHs behind one of those, but
yeah.
I think the Redhawks fortunate they didn't have to try to defend that one.
Her sister Paxton Dammy hits that one over on the return. Here's a set that's over from Maddie Simmons. Gonna catch him honest. Partially blocked by Kessler. Hiawatha gets it over to Perry LeCompton. Great. Set this one to the far side. Paxton Dammy blocked by Kessler, but it's down. And that's a kill for the freshman for Perry LeCompton. It's 13-8.
Well, you mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, the combination of Paxton Dammy and Macy Corcoran, both freshmen. They play a lot, and they certainly have a lot of talent that's obviously going to be around for a few years, but those are two very important pieces who have played very well tonight for this, again, senior-heavy cause lineup.
You know, 26 matches now underneath the belts of the two freshmen. They certainly, as mentioned, do not play like freshmen. Saying this one up for Simmons. Now on blocked by the underside of the basketball goal, unfortunately for Perry the Compton, as Hiawatha is the benefactor of the gym here in Meredith.
Well, it's usually an issue at some point in the matches we call with basketball hoop lives. Hadn't really had to worry about it much till then.
Had a couple where the Raptors have interfered, but it's the first time for the basketball goal. If Saxon Denny puts a charge into that one, catching a piece was Claire Twomley. I think she wished she hadn't. It's down for the kill.
Yeah, that looks painful. Looks like she almost took it off the neck.
Yeah, right in the chest.
She's good. She's getting a quick breather. She's smiling. She's all right.
Service coming for Paxton Dammy, who just got that kill. Substitutions, though, for Perry the Compton first. It'll be Taylor Trimble checking back into the game. Hope Billings in for the cause as well. Elfner on the return. Taking the sub is Williams to Simmons. Partially blocked it to the cause side, keeping it alive somehow, but they're going to say that is going to be a double hit against Kendall Gray, and the cause unable to keep it alive. It's now 14-10. Service for Hiawatha. Return is clean from Taylor Dammy. Setting up for her. She did a, got a single charge into it. So struggled to get my words out there. Kendall Gray, a beautiful setup for her. And she was able to slam that one down for the kill.
A little bit extra behind that one, it seemed like. And right in front of Reschke, really no chance getting that one back above the floor.
Really want to give Kendall Gray her flowers. She has deserved it. It's a set her for a pair of the Compton. It's a set from Williams to Simmons, and diving to our right, unable to get that one, was Justine Williams. Well placed by Maddie Simmons, the 5'6 junior. She's having herself a pretty nice set here for the Redhawks, and it's 15-11. Hiawatha is staying in it here in the third set.
Well, we've actually alternated now the last 9 points. Perry's still up by four. They've had a chance to kind of create a little more separation, but Hiawatha's still hanging in here.
Nice dig by Simmons to keep it alive for Hiawatha. They have it. Elfner just tips it over. Cause with it now on the far side, and Billings just tips it up and over a couple of defenders, and it's down. Well done. Hope Billings, the junior, recognizing the defenders, and there's not a whole lot of space behind them, so he just tips it up and over them, and nobody able to dive to get that spot. It's now 16-11. Taylor Dammy with the service. Return not great, but they're able to get it up against the net and duck down. I believe that was either Corcoran. I think it was Corcoran. It was her and Billings right there. And the cause with the point is now 17-11.
Well, we're now at the point here in the match where you might be a point or two away by the cause for maybe forcing Hiawatha to call a timeout. That separation starting to be created a little bit.
Nice little tip, and catching him off guard is Annika Reschke, the 5'7 junior for Hiawatha, over the defenders. A little tip over. And Hiawatha right back on the board after losing their last 3 points. Service coming from Addison Williams. And the setter has a great serve, and that's going to be an ace in front of the diving Paxton Dammy. So the setter will go ahead and get another opportunity here. Working from the middle right spot on the court. On the S on the Tigers logo, or the Tigers script on the floor here. Meriden pushing into the back right corner. Well done to keep it alive, but a free ball is going to be hit over by Maddie Simmons, who was able to dig that one out. Opportunity for Corcoran. It's up by the net, and they're going to say that that was not touched by Hiawatha, so it's four hits. And it's point for Hiawatha.
All right, when I said we were getting to the point where the cause were a point or two away from forcing the Redhawks into a timeout, since that statement, Redhawks have scored three straight, right back in it, but a timeout still called anyways.
17-14 in our final set in favor of the cause. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, here we go back with it here on the third set. 17-14 cause, an opportunity for Corcoran, but a nice dig back at your side for Simmons. Hiawatha trying to get back in this one. Here's a set for Gray, setting it up for Billings. That one is wide, just a little bit. And the Red Hawks get the point. Tell you what, Billings hasn't had very many opportunities to really put a charge into one. She's done a good job of getting some little tips over. There she tries one, unable to get it down.
Now four straight for the Red Hawks. Again, at 1 point, 17-11, Coslick to be in control. And one that's really crucial for the Big 7 league standings, and the Red Hawks starting to make it interesting.
Service for Williams. That one blasted way too long. High on the hand of Macy Corcoran, the freshman, and she blasts that one about 8 feet past into the stands. It is a one-point set, 17-16 here in set number three. Toss still with the lead. Some miscommunication on who's going to be hitting it on the second try. They send a free ball over with Taylor Danny. Elfner partially deflected and is down on the pair of the confidence side. Abby Elfner really put a charge into that one, and we are tied.
Six straight for the Red Hawks, and again, that is, you're on the cause defensively. Just don't want to see it set up that perfectly for Abby Elfner in the middle of the floor, right at the front of the net.
Marcia grazing the net, catching a break is the cause. They're able to get it over and avoiding the ace. A little tip over and a nice dig for Paxton Dammy. They get it over to the Hiawatha side. Set to the near side. Reschke sits it over. And Gray sets it up for Taylor Dammy. She wants that one back. She puts it into the net. She wasn't really that close to the net, so a little bit more of a difficult shot for her, but she knows that she had an opportunity there in Hiawatha with an 18-17 lead. That's four straight for the Red Hawks. Set to the far side for Corcoran, just tips it over, and catching Hiawatha off guard, it's down in front of the diving Addison Williams for a point, and we are tied once again.
Now, that ended a nice run for the Red Hawks, but again, worked themselves right back into it, and how crucial these next 7 points are going to be for whoever wants them first. Fighting out a three-set win.
Pair of the Compton, 9-1 in the league, 20-6 overall. Hiawatha, 4-4 in the league, 17-9 on the season. Serve return by Contreras for Hiawatha. Here's a set for Elfner, and that one kept alive. Well done, as that was Gray on the dig there. Here's a set up for Elfner in the middle. Blocks back to the Hiawatha side. We'll get another chance. From beyond the attack line, Simmons puts it to the back line. Not a great return. Trying to keep it alive and unable to. As Paxton Dammy ran into his coach. Trying to go for that one, and Hiawatha reclaims a 19-18 lead. This will be Abby Elfner's serve now for the Red Hawks. She'll go to the middle. Turn is good. Here's a set from Gray. For Paxton Dammy, grazes the net over to the Hiawatha side. Simmons from beyond the attack line, keeping it alive, stabbing it, is Kemp, and somehow able to scramble as Paxton Dammy gets it over. Here's a set over from Claire Twombly, and that's down. Claire Twombly gets the big point, and it's 20-18.
Boy, that was hard fought there by Paxton Dammy. Not sure even that angle she was able to get that back over, but right now it is all Red Hawks. The cause had to slow down that momentum as you kind of look at the stretch run here. It is 9 of the last 10 points being scored by Hiawatha, putting themselves in position for a little bit of an upset here, potentially.
Reminder, you can watch us on the Hiawatha channel at msdsports.net. Paige running that for us. Big thanks once again to all of our sponsors on KNZA and the Hiawatha channel for making this broadcast possible. Elfner with the service for the Red Hawks as they lead it 20-18 here in the final set. Here it comes, the senior who's in the middle of the court. Paws all over it. Attempt is sent wide and a little bit too strong by Sydney Bonmeyer, the senior. Just 4 points away from putting this match away are the Red Hawks. Elfner with the serve. Returned by Dammy. And set over miscommunication, but they do get it over to the Red Hawks side. Beyond the attack line, Simmons puts the charge into one. Returned by Taylor Dammy, and they set it over free ball for the Red Hawks. To the near side, Reschke. That's down for the kill from the near to the near far side. And Reschke puts the Red Hawks up by four.
Wow, Reschke did not have a lot of jump on that spike and was even kind of below the top of the net and somehow lined that one into a perfect spot in the corner.
Well done as Corcoran tries to tip along one down, and she does so successfully, reaching high above the net, just tipping it straight down. Makes it 22-19, a much-needed point for the cause.
Yeah, much needed indeed, and this is their chance again. This is kind of maybe unfamiliar territory a little bit for the cause. Haven't really had to battle a whole lot throughout the course of the year.
And so tip over, catching him off guard is Addison Williams on the second hit instead of sending it to her teammates. He just sets it over, and it's down for another Hiawatha points back to a four-point lead for the Red Hawks. 2 points away. Here's the Reschke serve. The turn good from Trimble. Sets to the near side. A big kill from Corcoran. She keeps the cause alive. Lisa Corcoran hasn't had a great set, but she puts a lot of frustration into that one. She puts it down on the far side. And Justine Williams now with the service for the call. Kind of gave the little, like, all right, let's pump the brakes. We got this. Like, as soon as she smacked that one down, gave some emphatic reaction to her teammate. Taylor Dammy rejects Abby Elfner, just trying to set it over. And 23-21 with that point. Again, that one was just set up again beautifully. But Dammy was in the right place at the right time.
Apologies, my push just gave out on me as Hiawatha scramble for a free ball on the serve from Justine Williams as Taylor Dammy tries to put it in the middle of the floor, but Abby Elfner was there. Partially deflected by Dammy, but it gets through to the cause side. Not a great setup for Dammy. She just tips it over to Hiawatha. Kessler's blocked, so she just sets it over. Justine Williams dives to keep it alive for the cause. Taylor Dammy puts the charge in the one. Nice dig by Addison Williams to keep it alive for Hiawatha. Hits it over to the back line, but not a great hit by Riley Kempen. It goes down. It is match point for Hiawatha. Should have let that one go to Justine Williams, who was right there. And instead, Kemp interfered. And it is match point. It's 24-21. To the back line, Williams on the return. Not a great return, and that is it. And ace puts it away, and Hiawatha defeats Perry the Compton. 17-25, 25-22, 25-21. Let's step aside for a couple minutes, and we'll recap this one and get you ready for match number three between Hiawatha and Jefferson West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnegg, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646. And we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha wins here in the third set as they win 17-25, 25-22, 25-21. And Brandon, your final thoughts on this one?
Yeah, that's, if any Nemaha Central fans are listening or watching on the Hiawatha channel, that is huge for the Thunder. Again, going into tonight, I hadn't seen anything from, you know, Nemaha Central again, them and Sabetha playing at Riverside tonight, but coming into tonight's action, it was just a half game back. It was an 8-1, 8-0 record, cause Thunder respectively. Now the cause sit with two losses with that nice comeback win by the Redhawks. So again, the Thunder now two games in front, as we kind of just look into the standings again. Got to see what happens the rest of the night. Nemaha Central, if they sweep tonight, then they put themselves in an even better position, you know, to repeat, of course, as the league champs. But give a lot of credit to Hiawatha. I mean, that third set, there was a stretch where they, after down 17-11 at one point, they were down in that third set. They rattle off seven in a row to take the lead. Four of the next five, they score after that, and then just able to put it away. They had a monster ending to that. So give a lot of credit to a very good Hiawatha team that, again, when you look at the league standings, they sit middle of the pack, but, you know, an 18-9 record, they are no slouch. They have been good for the last few years, and they still got one of the best players in the league. And collective efforts and a big win for both Hiawatha and for Nemaha Central, essentially.
Absolutely is. And like you said, Brandon, if Nemaha Central, if they go 2-0, it would be 10-0 for tonight. And then Perry the Compton, they drop to 9-2, so they would be 1.5 games back of the Thunder exiting. And again, that's assuming the Thunder would win both of their games, which we don't know, but that is the hypothetical there. As for Hiawatha, they are now 5-4. They're a half game up on Houlton as of now, for what we know, and for a third place in the Big Seven. And as Brandon mentioned, 18-9 overall on the season. All right, let's go and step aside for a few minutes. We'll come back with match number 3 between Jefferson West and Hiawatha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.